Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about Facebook. It's not as good for you as you think it may be. Do you realize that every month, 1.65 billion with a B people actively use Facebook? Each user spends 50, as in 50, minutes using the site daily. When you consider that that's more time than what's spent on any other leisure activity, except for watching TV, that's amazing. Sadly, Americans spend about 19 minutes reading each day and 17 minutes on exercise. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. One of the problems, and I've read about this in various different places over, the last year or so, is that people will post items that make them look like they have perfect families and perfect lives, meaning that they emphasize the great things that they have going on. And what happens is that it leads to unrealistic comparisons that can in turn bring down your mood and your level of well-being. And it can even lead to depression, believe it or not. There was a study that was done of 1,000 people in Denmark that showed some causal evidence that Facebook affects our well-being negatively. Facebook users who took a one-week break from the site reported having significantly higher levels of satisfaction in life and an improved emotional life. Those people who were the most heavily affected were those who used the site passively, where they weren't really interacting with other people, because they envied others that they saw on Facebook. Another concern that some people have is that they feel that they've wasted a lot of time on Facebook, which makes them feel poorly about the way they're using their time and sometimes themselves. Frequent posting on Facebook was also associated with increased rumination and depression. Women were more likely to become depressed than men, as were people with neurotic personalities. Sometimes they accepted former partners as Facebook friends, which was not healthy in a lot of cases. And sometimes they made frequent negative status updates, also not very healthy. The University of Houston researchers explored some of the emotional effects of Facebook, and it was quite interesting. With men, it was associated with the tendency to make social comparisons, and that was significantly associated with depressive symptoms in both men and women. If you're feeling worse rather than better after using Facebook, it might be time for you to step away from Facebook, take a breath, take a breather. Study of 269 pregnant women with Facebook accounts had higher body image concerns than those without a Facebook account. And this was particularly important in terms of the postnatal concerns for how their body would look. Facebook isn't all bad. However, use it with moderation and keep others posted in perspective. Viewing your own Facebook profile may improve your self-esteem, according to other research. Also, during the nighttime, social media usage can create sleep problems with poor sleep quality, lower self-esteem, and higher levels of anxiety and depression in 12 to 18-year-olds. That was according to a British Psychological Society conference. And this is mainly because people are staying up late to respond to messages and monitor what's happening on their social media. The light emitted from the smartphones and the computer or tablet can be interfering with sleep. It creates problems for the melatonin, which is your natural regulator of sleep. Understand that Facebook wants you to spend more time on their site. It doesn't want you to just spend 50 minutes a day on it. They want you to be on it all day long. Understand also that Facebook does expose you and your kids to a lot of advertising, targeted to your habits and interest, using their algorithms to track your interest, who you talk with and what you say. So, be aware of that. Some ads may be harmless, others might be like drug ads can have more negative effects. According to Dr. McCullough, he says that Facebook is even allowing drug companies to sponsor community pages designed to bring together people with similar medical conditions, for which the pharmaceutical companies offers a pill. They've existed in the past, but Facebook is now assisting the drug companies to design promotions targeting groups, so be aware of that. Pay attention to how the site makes you feel, and if you feel worse after browsing, consider signing off permanently. I know for me, I use Facebook for my business. I very rarely post anything to do with my personal life. If I see something of interest or some campaign on change.com, I will post that on my Facebook page. However, it is my belief that the people who truly know me and care about me know how to reach me. We're in conversation all the time. And for those hundreds of other people who are on my Facebook friend list, I don't really know those people. I don't believe it's really to my advantage to put my world up there, so I don't. And this is something that I would like to have you think about for yourself. What is appropriate to post? What is not appropriate to post? And a lot of that has to do with the intention of your posts. If you have information that you think will be helpful to other people, by all means, post it. But there's something in this world called boundaries. Everybody in there does not need to know every single little thing that's going on with your life. It's really none of their business. So keep that in mind. Use the social media in ways that will actually assist you in your life. And otherwise, go do something more productive with your time. Well, thank you for spending your time with me until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.